5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I think obviously the first season was in the Championship, you know, having left in on such good terms with the fan base and obviously Stuart and the club in general. You know, now it's obviously great to be able to come up against them in the Premier League. Obviously, they're not doing as well as anyone would like, really. You know, I don't think it's been a disappointing season. I think, you know, they played well. Certainly, so recently they've been playing well as well, and just probably haven't quite had the rub of the green. So it's a game that we know is going to be very tough, and that we're going to have to be 100% on.
Absolutely. No, obviously you faced Norwich on a few occasions, so this isn't the first time you've faced them, and it certainly wasn't when you went back to Carrow Road earlier on in the season. But what was it like returning there, even though you didn't play in a Premier League game?
Yeah, no, it's great, and it's obviously for me, having spent the majority of my time at Norwich in the Premier League, you know, it's somewhere there where I think they're obviously aspiring to get to. They're obviously well ahead of schedule in terms of the 5-year plan that Stuart put together when he first joined. I think they're 3 years ahead of that. So, you know, the main aim now is for them to fight until the end, try and get the points that they need. You know, it's going to be a very difficult task, but obviously, like I said, the way they're playing and the quality they've got within their squad, they're more than capable to do it.
Yeah, you touched upon it there. Has there been from your perspective, almost a tinge of regret looking at what Norwich have done, or is it just a case of two completely different entities going in two different directions?
Yeah, I think obviously, like I said, I think they're 3 years ahead of schedule when they got promoted this year. The main aim now, if they do go down, is that it doesn't set them back another 3 years. I think the foundations are in place and the infrastructure they have, obviously with the stadium, with the development plans that they can utilise at any point. Obviously, the improvements they've made to the training facility, I think everything there is set for a Premier League club and to attract players. So now it's about, like I said, making sure that if the worst does happen and they do go down, that they still have the solid foundations to be able to bounce back up.
You've obviously been involved in promotions before with Norwich. What is that jump like from Championship to Premier League? How difficult is it? How big is it?
I think it's massive, but I think it's also dependent on how you approach it. I mean, obviously, having seen it from two different perspectives now with Norwich and at Wolves, you know, there were very different approaches to the Premier League. We were able to invest money in the playing squad and bring in a type of player that probably wasn't available to all clubs, especially in the Championship. So we had an advantage in that sense. And with Norwich, you've obviously seen it with the young players that they've developed and they're bringing into the first team now, who will then go on to finance the club for the next few years. They've done that with Madders, with the Murphy twins. And now, obviously, with Todd and Ben Godfrey, Max Aarons and players of that ilk, that they look to be the next wave of players that they can sell on for a very big profit.
Yeah, absolutely right. And those young players that you mentioned there, a few of them would have been at the club when you were there. Did you see almost the quality that they have? Did you think that they could reach the level that they have done?
Yeah, look, I think it was quite clear to us. I think Ben Godfrey and Jamal Lewis were the two that were with us more than the others. Max was still, I think he was still only a first year scholar when he first came in. So he was very young, I think still 16. And Todd was in and out of training sessions with us, but you could see the quality he had as well. The difficulty for Todd at the time was the players that were already there. You know, we still had Wes, we had Alex Pritchard, James Madison coming through as well. So, you know, it seemed at that time that his pathway may have been blocked, but I think with things falling into place, obviously Alex and James leaving, it's opened up a gap for him, and he's obviously grabbed the opportunity extremely well and has performed very well this season.
I'm just thinking in terms of what you said earlier about Stuart and perhaps your departure specifically, but did he almost predict this route that Norwich City were going to take in terms of how they were going to invest in younger players and perhaps players from abroad and cut the playing budget to actually almost progress the club forward? Is that something you saw coming?
No, I think in terms of my release, I think that was already set out before Stuart arrived. I think there was a plan in place and a like you said, a route that they wanted to take, and I think Angus had been lined up long before I was told I was getting released. So, you know, in terms of the players that were released at the same time as me, yes, it was an easy decision because, like you said, the wage budget factor of that was taken into account. But, you know, let's not pretend that I was released because it was a financial decision. You know, I was released because they wanted to go a different way. They saw Angus as that different way. And when I did leave, there were still players earning more money than I earned as at the time I was released.
Is that a disappointing aspect for you then? Because if you know, sort of with hindsight, that they were looking at other options, is there a bit of you that feels like that's a bit disrespectful?
Look, I think it's football. I think if I've learned anything in the last 4 years since leaving Norwich, that it's how much of a business football is, both from a club's point of view and a player's point of view. You know, you've got to look after yourself and do what you can for yourself and your family. And Norwich and any other club look after themselves and do what they can. You know, if they can go and get a goalkeeper like Angus on loan without paying a penny for his wages, then why wouldn't they? So, you know, like I said, is there a tinge of regret? No, because I think the good times that we had at the club far outweigh anything that I could regret. So, you know, for me, I've only got good memories of Norwich as a football club. I still call it home. You know, my family still live there. I still call it home. So for me, it's a place that I will always go back to and somewhere and the people there I will always respect.
And you're in an interesting situation again this summer, aren't you? And you mentioned the business aspect of football there, but your contract expires. Is there any sort of update on that? Any idea of what sort of route you think you're going to take with that?
No. No update at all. It's something that obviously myself and the club need to sit down and talk about and discuss about what they see the best route for me and what I see the best route for me at this stage of my career. But at the same time, you know, we've got a lot of games coming up, whether I'm playing or not. You know, I have to make sure that I'm preparing myself well and making sure the lads are as well prepared as they can be going into the games as well. You know, we've got some big games. So, you know, to disrupt that and to make it anything other than what's coming up would be massively, well, just ridiculous from me, really.
How do you reflect on this season from a personal perspective? Because obviously for the club, it's been a fantastic season. They obviously had a brilliant win in the Europa League last night, but you've sort of been limited in terms of the amount of football you can have, which as a goalkeeper, it's one of those positions, isn't it, where it's incredibly difficult because you're either in favour or you're not.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I've said before and I've gone on record as saying before that, you know, I'm not the only second choice goalkeeper that wants to play. I'm sure if you spoke to anybody around the country who sat on the bench, it's the same thing. You know, Ralph Farman would probably expect to play a bit more football than he has done this year. But form and results, and obviously at the end of the day, the manager's decision dictates what happens. And, you know, the manager's seen that it's better for the club and for the team that Ruby plays more games. And, you know, I have to, like I said, I have to bide my time and make sure I'm as prepared as I can be as and when I'm called upon. But like I said, you ask every second choice keeper around the country and they want to play more games.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm thinking ahead a little bit here, so I'm not wishing your career away at all. But in terms of your plans for sort of post-football, is it similarly to perhaps what Russ Martin has done and down the coaching route, or do you actually see a future outside of the game?
I'll be honest, I'd like to do my coaching badges, but I've got no interest in being a manager at this moment in time. Mm-hmm. Russ is far braver than I ever would be to take on a job like that at the in the situation that he's in. You know, it's obviously being very young and just coming out of the playing side of it. I think it's extremely brave, and you know, I'm really pleased to see him doing so well. But yeah, for me, I think I've got a passion about goalkeeping. So if I was going to stay in the game, it would be probably more as a goalkeeper coach as opposed to a manager or a first team coach.
I suppose that sets up my next question, really, is can you envisage a return from Norwich, in that situation after your playing days are up?
Look, that's not my decision to make. Like I said, I call Norwich home, and it will be home when I've retired. I'll be moving back there. But, you know, whatever happens within the club, is if an opportunity arises and I've got the right qualifications for it and they see that I'm the right person for it, then obviously it's something that would interest me.
Cool. Just a couple more from me. Alex Tetti, obviously someone you know well, played with for a long time, recently got awarded a new contract. Perhaps a bit of a surprise considering his age and equally I think he's gone on record and said he didn't expect to play as much this season. How pleased are you for him? Because he's been written off a few times by a few different managers, but he seems to keep coming back, doesn't he?
He has, and I'm delighted for Tetti. He's a top man and a very underrated part of the team. The work that he does, I think you've seen this season, obviously, in terms of a holding midfielder, there's not many better. Certainly at Norwich, there's none better than him in that position. And he's even filled in at centre-half this year. So, but he's looking better and he's looking fitter than he did when I was there. So I don't know what he's doing. But, you know, last time I spoke to him, he thought he was retiring. But obviously he's got a new lease of life and he's thoroughly enjoying his football. And like I said, I'm delighted for him because he's a top man.
And Tim Krul, what are your sort of thoughts on him this season? He's interesting situation last year where perhaps struggled a little bit at the start of the Championship season before really sort of coming through. And then you mentioned Ralph Fearman earlier on, but he was brought to the club to sort of push Tim a little bit. But he's actually almost nailed down that position of number one for Norwich now. So what are your thoughts on Tim Krul and what he's done this season?
I think you're spot on. I think he's nailed it down. I think obviously Ralph coming in has given him that incentive to hold on to the shirt, and I think his performances has reflected that. Last season, people say he struggled at the start, but I think that was always going to be a case because of the lack of football he'd had for the 2-3 years previous to that. But you know, you know what you're getting with Tim, and anybody who watched him when he was at Newcastle knows what a quality goalkeeper he is. And I'm delighted for him as well to see that he's progressed in the manner that he has. And like you said, I think he's been one of the standout players of the season, regardless of the position that Norwich find themselves in.
And then just finally from me, obviously Norwich, I don't know how much you've seen of Norwich this season, but they've certainly had the performances, but have perhaps lacked the results that they've deserved. What can they do to ensure survival from here on in?
Well, I think I was at the Liverpool game. Actually, I went to the Liverpool game and watched that, and I thought they were very unlucky, played really well, but probably just lacked that little bit of cutting edge in the final third. You know, I think obviously a lot of pressure has been put on Tammy Pukki for the goals that he scored earlier in the season. I think him and Todd are the two standout goal scorers in the team. So, you know, it's never too late for other people to start chipping in, and I think that's what they need to do from now until the end of the season, but starting after Sunday, ideally.
Perfect, John.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.